whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
All right. So, once again, freetalklive.com. Let's do a few emails here, start things out this hour. Over the weekend, something slipped out of my mouth that I knew I was going to catch some heat for after I said it. But I didn't have enough time, or I guess I didn't feel as though I had enough time to correct it at that point. So let me read this email from Rob. He says, guys, I've been listening religiously to your show over the past year through iTunes, and I'm getting on board with the movement. But I'm tired, and I get tired of you lumping all religious people as lunatics. I'm a recent Catholic convert, and I don't push my beliefs on anyone. I believe that I should lead by example, and if someone wants to inquire, then I'll tell them about it. Within the same segment with the Canadian caller, you guys were saying that not all gays are the same and neither are Christians. I love your show and I wish you would cut back on your religion bashing. It's not helping to promote liberty. I don't want to be around liberty-minded people if they're going to bash people who believe in something. Do I have to be an atheist in order to want liberty? If so, I guess I'll go back to being a neocon, says Rob from Florida. And he's referencing a comment I made. We had a call come in from a guy that seemed kind of not necessarily right on the surface, but kind of anti-gay, and we were talking about the issue of gay marriage, and he was talking about how he thought that gay people were a joke. That's what he said. And I kind of countered back with, well, I think religious people are a joke. And that's the comment that Rob is referencing here in his email. And so I guess I should explain myself a little bit more with that comment.
Or apologize.
No, I'm not going to apologize for that. Specifically, when I say religious people, I mean organized religions. That's specifically what my big objection is.
And why organized religion?
Well, it's
the pious Pharisees that bother me. The ones that would tell me how to live my life and how, you know, those people are the worst. To me, what Christianity has become in this country, and this gentleman's from Canada, is that correct?
Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The caller was from Canada.
What religious people have become in this country, and I can only speak to them, is the exact opposite of what Jesus came here to. He came here to do away with what we currently have, which is people that would shove their religion down people's throat via the legal system.
Right.
That they would hurt people for not following the laws. They would stone people for doing something that they considered sinful.
What I meant when I said that, and again, I didn't explain, so here it is now. What I meant when I said that was he was making fun of gay people for certain gay people, the more flamboyant, flaming ones that dress in silly-looking clothes and do just outlandish things, right? They have parades, and they look silly, and people like our caller look down on that. So I was just countering back with a similar statement that he made about religious people, which I presumed he was one because he was so anti-gay. And what I meant was, I think when I said religion, religious people are a joke, I think it's equally as silly. I think it's silly to walk around in a thong, just like, you know, like some gay people do, just as I think it's silly to go into some church, stand behind a pew, pick up a Bible and sing, or pick a hymn book up and sing silly songs. And
I like this,
with all their
singing.
Silly pomp and circumstance of lighting candles and all their nonsense little things that they do. I just think I think it's silly.
I don't
it's
have
a
any,
joke.
I have gone to Catholic churches. I was married in an Anglican church, and I used to go weekly for communion. Now, at the time, I was agnostic, pagan, whatever you want to call what I am. I sort of have my own little belief about what things are like. But I like the religious aspect, and I believe in God. I think it's interesting, and I don't have a problem with that. The only problem I have is the Christians that run around acting like the Pharisees that Jesus came to do away with.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a problem with those people. And I wasn't even referencing them. I was just more referencing the way they behave and the things, you know, the things that they do in their religion.
The piousness of the religion, like, I'm better than you because I do, you know, this or that, when, you know, they should be spending the time trying to get the planks out of their eyes instead of the motes out of mine.
Absolutely. So I hope I made that clear. I don't know. It's certainly, if you are religious, I don't want to stop you from being religious. It's your business. I respect your right to be religious, but I'll never stop thinking that it's silly. Because, in my opinion, it absolutely is. Nick, you're also an atheist.
I don't. I don't really care what somebody believes, to be quite honest, as long as they're not forcing it on me or proselytizing me in a way that's annoying me. But I don't necessarily see gay people and religious people who have something against homosexuality all that differently. I don't necessarily endorse their lifestyle or their beliefs necessarily, but I, you know, if you think that homosexuality is a sin, as long as you're not trying to pass discriminatory laws against gay people, that doesn't, I don't care what you think about gay people. I mean, that's not the view I take, but, you know, if I'm going to tolerate gay people, I'm going to tolerate fundamentally religious people, too. I think that's the way to get along, is religious people need to tolerate people who aren't religious or homosexual. And homosexuals and atheists, you know, they should be just as tolerant of religious people as we expect them to be of us.
Makes sense. Let's go to your phone calls. Dave's on the line in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
I'm going to coin a new term for myself, Dave, the Mormon libertarian.
Mm-hmm. You're a Mormon, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes.
And I agree with you guys that they shouldn't renounce their religion, because that would be like sentencing them to Hades or
you're
hell.
Referring to, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're referring to the FLDS mothers who have been threatened by the Texas government. They've been told they either repudiate their religion, their belief system, or they'll never see their kids again.
Yeah, I believe that. They shouldn't do that.
Now, Dave, what, and I'm no Mormon, I'm certainly a Christian, read the Bible quite a bit, or was a Christian at one point and read the Bible quite a bit. What do the Mormons have to say about renouncing your religion? I mean, is that an aspect of the religion? Do they talk to you about that at some
That's
point?
That's considered blasphemy against the Holy Spirit to renounce your religion.
Wow. Yeah. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is
that's
one
unforgivable,
thing.
Right?
That's
the one
yeah.
That's unforgivable.
That's unforgivable.
So that's it, then. These kids are done for. I mean, they're going to be in the state custody for indeterminate amount of time.
I'll do some more research and get back with you guys.
Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. And I appreciate all of the religious listeners that are so tolerant of my sort of, I don't know, jaded viewpoint towards religion.
You're certainly more vocal as an atheist. I personally don't. I personally view religion as fairly silly, the same way you do. I don't really care to.
I don't make it an issue.
I don't care to attack it.
Because I was sniping back at a call.
Right. I don't think that saying that religious people are silly is necessarily, you know.
Magic underwear? That's not silly?
It's silly.
Okay.
I don't think saying that,
they,
you know, religious people
What's
bother
the
you.
Of saying it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the benefit, it's a very religious nation.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
You know, it's not, religious people don't bother me, quite honestly. I have friends who are Catholics. I don't really have friends who are Mormons, but I know Mormons. I'm on friendly terms with Mormons, too. You know, so I know some very religious people.
No, they don't bother me either. If
I
you want to wear magic underwear and, you know, pray to whatever, how many gods you want to pray to and do whatever stuff you want to do, that's your business.
I feel hurt by Christianity, just damaged by it.
Oh, I've definitely been damaged by it.
So
yeah.
that's where it comes from.
I'm trying to undo that.
I am, too. There's no good reason to hold Christians and God or, you know, their version of God or whatever it is responsible for how I was, you know, was sort of felt and treated in church, but that's how I feel. Like, these people are just like the people that I hold responsible, and, you know, so, like, I'm damaged by it, I guess is probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, maybe I view it, maybe I'm not as jaded with religion because I was raised Congregationalist Protestant, but it wasn't like I had a very strong religious upbringing.
How much did you go to church?
I think for a little while we went to church, like, once a week, you know, regularly on Sundays. But church was not terribly religious, if that makes sense. It wasn't a very
doctrinaire?
Yeah, that's what I was going for, doctrinaire church. Because it was Congregationalist Protestant, and in the Northeast, that's not, you don't terribly have much in common except you believe in Jesus, and
people get together,
probably,
they have potluck dinners and
stuff.
Well,
I'm sure a lot of people there didn't even believe the Bible was a literal text. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how liberal it was, so, and that wasn't for very long. For the most part, we didn't really go regularly, so.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on religion in general. You're welcome to share those with us, whether you're religious or atheist or non-believer or whatever. 800-259-9231. Whether it's theology or issues or anything goes, this is Free Talk Live, so take control of the airwaves.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, May 20th, 2008, gold, 906 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in the county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I sent out an update recently about the auction that's going on right now, and you should know about it if you don't yet. Go to auction.freetalklive.com and place a bid on the second banner on our website. You'll win it for an entire month, and you can advertise virtually anything you want to. So auction.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Paula's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. It's what I was wondering. You mentioned about the people out there in Texas, those children. Let me tell you something. God tells you to follow his laws. And his law said in Deuteronomy and Genesis that Dad and David were to intermarry until the time of Jesus coming back.
Okay.
And the thing is, this is his law. Okay? And I said,
well, no, it's an old book.
Yes, it is his law.
People claim
it's right there in the Bible,
God's law.
Deuteronomy and Genesis.
That's fine. Go on, Paula.
But anyway, the thing is, as long as you follow his laws, and, I mean, I've been with Jesus myself three times, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. He's awesome.
You know, if that video ever hits the internet, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. Now, Paula, my question here is, what do you think these people should do? Essentially, they're given...
Give them back their children because they have gone against God's law.
I don't mean
the FLDS people.
Right, what do the bureaucrats do? Because the bureaucrats really are going to do whatever they want because they have no responsibility for their actions.
I sent this information to the representatives there in Texas and told them to get the children back.
Yeah.
These people that did this are going to pay for it. They're going to answer for it.
What do you think that the FLDS people should do? Do you think they should stand in front of the court and renounce their religion?
Renounce the religion? They know it's right there in the Bible. All they got to do is go. Matter of fact, I sent the information to the representative. I said, get this to the judge herself.
Wait, no.
You think they should renounce their religion?
Listen to my question.
No.
Do you think
you're supposed to follow God's laws.
Right. Do you think the FLDS people, this is basically their choice, is to renounce their religion or not, and that way they might get their kids back. Do you think they should do that?
If they renounce their religion, it'd be even worse on them.
Worse on them in the afterlife?
Because you do what God tells you to do.
Hmm.
He says you don't follow man's laws, you follow his laws.
Okay, I was just sort of wondering where you fall on.
But I think Paula, the big problem is that what you claim are God's laws are actually words written by man in some old book.
This was what God said to David himself.
Well, that's what they told you in Deuteronomy.
No, this is what was told to David himself.
Okay, I understand. That's what they're claiming, Paula.
No,
but
that's
it's
not
just
what
an
they're claiming.
Book.
It
you
was
don't know
said.
If it's true
it
or not.
Was said.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
I understand
he said his sons would be on the throne
nonsense,
forever.
Man. Yeah. So,
okay. All of our presidents have been from the house of David.
All righty. Well,
and matter of fact, my husband and I both are from the house of David. So, I mean, we've intermarried ourselves.
You know, if you're such a believer that you can't even see where it is I'm coming from, Paula.
Where are you coming from,
hon?
Try to explain to me where you're coming from.
But the fact is, what you're talking about, you claim it's God's laws, but it's words on paper. It's no more legitimate than the laws that the people in Washington, D.C. write down on paper. That's words on paper, too. I mean, how do you know anything that what they claimed when you were growing up about your religion is true? You don't know. You just happen to be born into one religion. Mom and Dad believe this, so therefore I'm going to go and believe it too, and I should never question it because
okay,
I'm going to
hell. Okay, let me tell you something. The Catholic Church tried to hide books, to keep books from us, okay? There's some that you don't even know about that was buried in Britain at the church that Jesus Christ and Joseph Arimathea built in England called Glastonbury.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, these books are awesome. And, I mean, they sent Longshanks to Glastonbury trying to find these to destroy them. And he burnt the place down trying to find it, which, thank God, he never did.
Did William Wallace have anything to do with it?
Huh?
Did William Wallace have anything to do with it?
I don't know. All I know is that Longshanks was sent by the Catholic Church.
What were these books? I mean, what were the...
I'll give you the website to go to, okay?
No.
It's ancientmanuscripts.com. And you can get these books, okay? There's everything that the Catholic Church kept out of the Bible.
So are there more laws
there's
that you
more
need to
books
know about?
You know. There are so many other books, it's unreal.
But wait a minute. Okay, hold on. The whole Christian religion is predicated on the belief that the Bible is the Word of God. Now you're telling me I've got to go and read a whole bunch of other books to find out what the truth is?
They kept them out. They kept them out on purpose. Okay.
How many books do I have to flip and read, Paula? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, you can read as many as you want. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, whatever which ones interest you. But, I mean, the thing is, I've got them, and, I mean, it's awesome. There's a lot of information that you weren't told.
All right. Well, there you go. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You just have to believe that Jesus Christ was born to a virgin and died on the cross for your sins.
Well, it is true that a lot of there was a decision at some point about what books would be included in the Bible and what wouldn't be canonized. So Oh, that's true. I don't know about...
You know, if that's not the first... that's the most important, if it wasn't the first editing process that went into the Bible, is to decide that a bunch of guys in the 3rd century A.D. could figure out, well, what is given to us by God and what isn't.
And it was done by a vote, too. So it wasn't like there was unanimous decision, either.
It's weird.
And you can get the apocryphal texts that were left out, that were on the table there.
Some of them.
And some, yeah, the ones that have survived.
But there's not. It's not just the stuff that was left out. There's these Gnostic Christians, Nestorian Christians. There's all kinds of what they call heretical sects out there that have other beliefs. The
Mormons?
Well, yeah, I mean, they would be sort of later, but you got to remember the Christian religion was forming. They didn't. Mm-hmm. It didn't come out like you see now. They were figuring it all out, and they just talked to each other. These things weren't written down until the 2nd century.
Mm.
So, you know, it's
stuff gets lost in translation.
Crazy,
man.
You know, just all this different stuff. The Book of Mark, not written by Mark, written by followers of Mark later on. You know,
right.
Those kind of things.
So, how is anyone supposed to believe what they're told about that? I mean, how is anyone? Man is fallible. Man makes mistakes.
Right. Now maybe let's say for a second that the Bible is the unerring word of God. Maybe that's so, but it still has its history. Maybe God, you know, divined its history, decided where it was going to go, and that is the unerring word of God. Maybe that's so, but it still has its history of, you know, these monks and priests and preachers figuring out what's going to go in the book. And I have doubts. I personally have doubts. So you're telling me on Judgment Day God's going to send me to burn in the eternal lake of fire for having doubts?
Because you doubted some old
because
book.
Because I doubt, you know, the history of this book?
And Revelations is one of the most dubious parts of the Bible. It's just kind of tacked on there, and it doesn't really seem to fit with the rest of the New Testament. So, you know, some people will say that God directed the scripture to be written that way and that, you know,
but
he intended it for it to come out this way. And there are other very religious people who don't believe that the scripture is infallible either. They think that it's been edited to some extent.
But there's still, many of them still believe in a hell. And, you know, there's the story of Jesus with Lazarus. Jesus telling the parable of Lazarus coming across the lake of fire to the rich man, giving him a drop of water, you know, asking the rich man begging him to give a drop of water on his tongue, that kind of thing. So they use that as the example that there is a hell. There's a hell. And I just can't see a just God creating a hell. I mean, he created this place where I'm supposed to figure out what religion is and what the eternal path is, and I don't have any of the information.
And he loves you so much, he's willing to send you to a fiery brimstone future, right?
It's bizarre.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I don't even know if the term atheist accurately describes me anymore.
It doesn't.
This is Free Talk Live.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We're talking about theology right now, religions and atheism and all that sort of stuff. And you're certainly welcome to call in about that or anything that you might happen to have on your mind. You can also join us at freetalklive.com and experience the live streams we've got there, broadband version and dial-up versions of the show. Both are free for you. And once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. A friend of mine did this. They lost 30 pounds in a month, continuing to lose. I did it. I lost about six, but I didn't do it for very long. Notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. So I'd mentioned a moment ago that I don't even know if the term atheist accurately describes my belief system at this point.
I don't know if it ever properly described your belief system, but...
Oh, I'm pretty certain it did, absolutely. I mean, atheism being and it says here, according to Wikipedia, atheism is an explicit position either affirms the non-existence of gods or rejects theism. When defined more broadly, atheism is the absence of belief in deities. And by that definition, I think I'd still be an atheist.
You don't believe there's a god?
I don't believe there is a, you know, singular or multiple gods.
Do you believe that humans have spirits that go on to live perhaps eternally in different forms?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
evidence for it, so...
It would seem that if your spirit lives eternally, you're a god. So therefore, there are lots of gods, or those are little pieces of the same god.
Well, you didn't actually create the universe just because there's a life after death. So that's
I don't
really
think the gods have to be the creator of the universe, but
how broadly you define it. But.
I like the belief system that says that we are all gods. I like that, and I've been trying to.
We are certainly the only messiahs that can save us in this life.
Well,
that's my belief.
I've been looking around recently to find out if there was a word that describes that better, and it seems that pantheism might be a better term. Again, according to Wikipedia, it's the view that everything is of an all-encompassing, immanent, abstract God, or that the universe or nature and God are equivalent, so therefore that, you know, all that is God. Not that it's God in the way that we normally hear about God, in that it has some sort of consciousness and believes that you're doing right or wrong or has any sort of viewpoint on what you do with your life.
Well, but you believe that the universe has a system of sort of karmatic, return on you do good things, you get good things happen to you.
Sure.
Do you believe it's of a spiritual level or just sort of, you do good things and good things happen?
I don't have an explanation for it.
Right.
I'm not going to jump into that and say that I know something
like
for sure.
If you pet the dog,
so I'm agnostic in that way.
If you pet the dog and the dog licks your hand, that's a direct corollary to doing good things and getting good things,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're nice to a girl and then one day she decides, I'll take my pants off, that's a direct corollary. If you do good things and therefore, like, I'm generous with people, and money comes back to me from different people, different places in the universe. The universe pays me back tenfold. That's a karmatic belief, and there's a belief in a universe that's set up to give you back in tenfold the things that the good things that
you
do.
Yeah.
So that is a belief in
what you sow.
That would have to have been created. If you believe that. That is a system that would have had to have been put in place by an intelligent being of some sort.
Not necessarily. It could just be the way it is.
It could be a random happenstance, but, now you're getting down to the million monkeys and, banging on typewriters for a million years, coming out to the, coming up with the Webster's dictionary.
That does appear to be what happened on this planet. I mean, randomness created all of what is around us.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I believe that it's directed to some extent.
If I believed in the karma thing, I think I could go with you and say that likely it would point to some kind of intelligence behind the design of the universe.
Right. But
personally,
Ian does believe that karma.
Oh, well, that's kind of hard to do as an
believe
atheist.
What? Wait, what?
That karmatic thing that I was just saying. You really
I've seen
much,
evidence for it.
Pretty much, yeah. Same here. But the humans recognize patterns.
It's not
very
scientific.
Quickly. Remember, our lives were short. Animals and humans, we recognize patterns in order to be able to survive. So you see patterns like, wow, it looks like the universe is giving me, I'm getting good things happening. I've done good things. This is a pattern, so you're assigning this pattern. I believe that. I do believe it, but I can also look at it from the aspect that it may not be true.
Well, there's a lot of counterexamples. I mean, there have been horrible men who have lived in great wealth as emperors.
Well,
and
wealth isn't necessarily good.
There are some people very
I would
bad.
Like to be wealthy, certainly, but isn't necessarily a good thing.
That's a very, yes, there are bad men who've been happy, and there are very good people who've died horribly and had terrible lives.
And
so I'm more jaded on that than even Ian, apparently.
Well, but you have to remember that different people have different views. You know, the dying horribly. Some of us, like for instance, Mother Teresa, believed in suffering. So, well, there you go. Here's some suffering for you.
Well, the law of attraction kind of could possibly explain that, and I kind of have a rudimentary understanding of the concept. The idea is like attracts like. And so Mother Teresa, she wanted to see suffering and
thought about suffering
and, embraced suffering. And so inevitably that's what she surrounded herself with. In that way, she got exactly what she wanted.
Suffering.
Right. And so these people that wish to control others, they found people that were willing to be controlled. And so politicians and evil men, that people that we consider evil, they're getting exactly what they want. And I don't know if that gives you sort of a basic explanation.
I can understand where you're coming from on that. And I will agree that generally doing good things gets you, at least in our society, gets you good things in return. But that's human interaction. People tend to respond. If you are good to people, generally, most people will give you good things.
But what's the explanation for people doing good things for you for no good reason at all, then?
Because
if they don't happen to know
felt
you.
Felt like it?
Okay.
People do feel like, I do nice things for people I don't know. That doesn't mean that I was directed to do that by a governing power.
No one's suggesting, though. I don't think, Mark, you were suggesting that anyone was manipulating you into doing good
things.
Well,
if that's the way the universe is set up, if it's a karmatic system, then yes, it's directed. Either that's the way the universe was set up, or there's a god pushing a button to make it happen. But I think, Mark, you'd agree that if the universe works on some kind of a karma system, there's a governing principle that forces you to do certain things.
Well, I don't think that if there was a governing principle that you would know what that governing principle was, feel its influence, or, you know, it would be completely invisible to you. You would simply do what you did.
And, you just know the system, and you work the system.
I know that there's holes in the philosophy of believing in the law of attraction, or believing, you know, in karma and that kind of thing. If I'm a little piece of God, as I believe, then I should be able to pray and get my, you know, when I lose my wallet, I should be able to claim and pray for myself that the wallet shows up, right? And, you know, funny thing is, I always find it, but the fat chance, it's in the pocket of the pants that I left it in,
yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. It's not like the universe transported it anywhere or anything like that.
Sure.
I just feel
lucky
there's
physical reality.
Because it didn't end up in the hands of a miscreant, you know?
Right, so, but there's physical reality, right? I mean, the wallet did not warp into some other dimension. At least that doesn't seem likely. So there's certain rules that, by which we're playing here on the planet, and that is, you know, gravity and time. I mean, there's certain things that you can't avoid that no amount of praying or speaking tomes or words.
But I do think that
change.
There's an aspect of luck in life, you know, chance, if one wants to call it that. And if and humans have always wanted to.
Well, then you don't believe in predetermination or anything like that.
Not really, but when you start talking about karma, like he was just now.
Well, wait. If you don't believe in predetermination, then you can't agree that it was programmed at some point back in the past. You can't say that
predetermination would require what I do in the future, not the creation of the universe. That's what that is. And predetermination and free will are really big issues inside of religion that are,
yeah.
When you start delving into them, holy crap, they're difficult.
800-259-9231, more coming up here, and your calls as well. What's your belief system? You're going to tell us all about it. Jeremy in Montana is going to do that here in a moment, and we'll talk to you about anything you want. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thanks for calling Sunset or Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad and...
What's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A sunsetter awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and shop at the Free Talk Live store. We've got T-shirts, we've got hats, hoodies, and more, including also... We've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets. Get Season 1 and Season 2, the very beginning days of Free Talk Live, archived on DVD for you. Go on to store.freetalklive.com. Load up your shopping cart. That's store.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and, at the same time, support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com. We're in the middle of a conversation, a theological conversation that was started by a simple email that got me to correct or clarify my position that I made over the weekend, and it's kind of spun off into just talking about the issue of, you know, whether there is or is not a God, and what is God, and, you know, all kinds of different venues here. And, of course, we want to hear from you as to your thoughts. We'll continue our discussion here, but let's go to Jeremy on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, good evening, fellas. One of the problems, and I don't want to single out any religion in particular, but one of the problems I do have with Christianity, I mean, there's a few of them. I mean, first of all, if God supposedly created Adam and Eve as these perfect people, I mean, and I created them, I'm trying to put myself in God's place here. I mean, if a snake came up and tried to, you know, hurt one of my people, or Satan came up and done something that's going to pretty much put an evil heart or a sinful nature in my people for a long, long time or forever, then I think as God I would have had to come down and kill that snake.
Yeah, why would he let it happen? Why would he, you know, let he who is all-powerful allow Satan to even fall from grace in the first place? Why not just get rid of the guy?
I've always found the Adam Eve story to be disturbing anyway. It's kind of like, you know, Adam and Eve were the only people in the garden. God puts the tree of the knowledge of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil in the garden. If they eat of it, they shall surely die. He puts that out there. It's like putting,
he's a trickster.
It's like, and then he puts a bunch of other trees out there. It's like putting little balls of hamburger around your kitchen floor and putting rat poison in one of them and telling your dog, don't eat that one.
Yeah.
No. No. And then, you know, but they can eat all the rest of them.
Yeah.
I never liked that story.
And God also tells us not to kill, yet he puts it in the heart of men, and God wills it to go over and kill a bunch of Islam, tells us not to murder.
But look in their own book, though. I mean, he also just wiped out the entire population of the world. He flooded the entire planet, if you believe that particular story. And that's huge. That's
how are you
multiple
genocides.
To
follow somebody that tells you not to do something yet does it himself?
Well, the Christian religion is so deeply flawed. We could go on for probably hours just nitpicking it to death. Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight.
I want to believe. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to believe and know that there's a religion where I can have eternal life. But then again, sometimes I'm miserable and not so sure I'd like to live forever anyway. So.
Well, if there's an eternal life, likely it's better than this one.
Probably true. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeremy, for the call. 800-259-9231. Earlier, the email had chastised me for calling, for being kind of rude to religious people, just in general. And I'd said that, you know, I thought that some of the things they do are very silly. Some of the, not just the belief system, but the actual, you know, the clothing and the lighting of the candles and all the circumstance and the pomp surrounding the religion, various different religions, I find to be very silly. And it's fine to have your belief system and do the things you want to do. I would never stop you from doing it. But we were talking about this idea of pantheism, which, from what I can tell, is pretty accurate as far as my belief system. I believe, as you do, Mark, this, what do you call it, the science of the mind thing? So
that's new thought. That's another word for it. But
the idea that we're all essentially God, basically. All of us are gods, and we are here on the leading edge of thought, creating whatever it is we want to create for ourselves. And
some people get it confused, not even confused. There's different levels of belief of how much your mind can create. Like, in the science of mind religion, it wouldn't be too crazy for me to say and claim for myself a Ferrari, and the Ferrari should show up, ba-bam. Or different people believe it in different ways. I'll have the path cleared for me to earn the money to get the Ferrari, or mm-hmm. something will happen. And those, so I mean, you know, it's different levels of faith and what you choose to believe in these things.
And I think that the reason I wanted to tie these two together is because some people could look at that and they could say, well, that's silly too. You know, oh, that belief system's silly. You can just believe in a Ferrari and, oh, poof, it shows up. Well, no. Well, now hold on. The difference between, I think, a significant difference between that particular viewpoint, the belief in the law of attraction versus the other religions and the silly things that I think that they do, is that there's no real harm that can come from this particular belief system. It's very self-empowering. It's very, you know, you can create what you want for yourself. You can live whatever kind of life you want to live. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. That's very empowering, whereas many religions are very disempowering.
Well,
where many religions say,
counter-argument,
you can't do this, you can't do that, you shouldn't do this, or else, and behave.
I agree with what you're saying. And if you believe it to the level that I believe it and the level I believe that you believe it, that's so. But if a person believes that they can create reality with their thoughts and their speaking, then they could say, I'm not going to go get this cancer checked because I believe in magic. You know, that, do you understand? Like,
it could you could delude yourself by believing but simply by thinking something.
I've got my leg cut off by this train, but I don't need to go to the doctor. I can just speak the arteries to close up, and the blood will stay in me. Do you understand? Like, there's a level of danger for yourself, and perhaps you could endanger others near you by this. But wars won't be fought over this, and people won't be hurt by government.
Great point. But even that said, Mark, I certainly agree with you that you chop off your leg, you're not going to believe in your capillaries into clothing.
I believe I'm going to the hospital. I believe.
But to be fair, there are some really amazing recovery stories out there. Remember the creator of Dilbert? Remember we talked about him?
Mm-hmm.
He had a debilitating condition which I believe affected his brain to where he was no longer able to speak. I have to pull up the story because it was so amazing and so inspiring that, you know, the doctors were telling him, well, sorry, bud, you're screwed. you know, you're going to have to live like this for the rest of your life. And he didn't believe the doctors. He believed that he could get better. And sure enough, he did get better because he believed it. And there was no real explanation for it. So there are stories like that. And some of them are by real credible people like Scott Adams from the Dilbert comics. So how do you explain that stuff?
Well, your brain does have some level of control over your body.
You're damn right it does.
Right. So arguing that, you know, whether you have a strong will to live and a desire to say, I think it's pretty common knowledge that people who are going to fight the disease and believe they can get better have a much better chance of recovery. I don't know that that proves that you have, you know, any kind of magical...
I didn't say it proved anything.
Right,
right.
Right.
Well, here's,
but it doesn't mean you can influence something outside your body.
You can't prove any of this.
Here's the blanket statement that comes from atheists every single time, which is, well, it's the placebo effect. Anything that they can't explain, you know, from that aspect...
Well, explain the damn placebo effect. I mean, it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
So it is.
Yeah. So the this particular viewpoint, this sort of pantheistic science of the mind, whatever the hell you want to call it, belief in the universe, law of attraction viewpoint, very positive. It's very empowering. It doesn't tell you, it doesn't try to control your life. It doesn't tell you that you need to adhere your life to some certain pre-written set of strictures or rules in order to advance into whatever the next level might be. It says that you're here now to do what you want, create what you want for yourself, and you can have what you want. I mean, what could be better than that particular viewpoint? I think it's really great.
To be honest, my personal belief is, I would call myself a humanist, but it's not that I believe that people are gods. It's just that I believe that we're pretty much the closest thing that we know of to a divine being. We seem to be the most intelligent being.
What if we reached immortality? Would you then define us as gods? What parameters would have to be met?
I know the robot bodies have a big appeal to you, Ian, but...
They're coming, man.
I don't think that simply because... First off, I don't think you'd actually be immortal. You would die of some kind of accident, most likely, after the first couple thousand years. So you'd live as long as a lot of large trees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think that necessarily means you're a god.
What if you could download your consciousness onto the internet?
I still wouldn't say you're a god. That'd be cool.
But then you might be immortal at that point, as long
just
as
because
the internet
you live
doesn't
forever,
lose power.
I have a very set definition of what a God is, and to me, a God created the universe or in some way governs it, and I don't think that just because you find a way to live for a really, really long time, you're a very smart monkey, in my opinion, but that doesn't mean that you're the alpha and the omega.
800-259-9231, Sam in Texas is on the line. He's kind of our resident law of attraction expert. We'll see what he has to say here in a few moments. Coming up in hour number three, you can take control, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.